When tears fall at the 10-year mark of marriage, what story will they tell? I've witnessed two contrasting scenes, a pastor whose marriage feels like a crushing burden, and a woman whose tears flow from overwhelming gratitude for her supportive husband. These aren't isolated incidents. They represent the stark reality that approximately 42% of marriages end in divorce, while countless others persist in quiet desperation. What makes the difference between marriages that thrive and those that merely survive? The answer lies not in finding the perfect person, but in understanding what marriage truly is. Not primarily a romantic relationship, but a sacred partnership with eternal purpose. Seek first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness guides every aspect of Christian life, except, mysteriously, when choosing someone to marry. Here, we suddenly abandon kingdom priorities for feelings, chemistry, and romantic excitement. This cultural obsession with romance as the foundation for marriage simply isn't working. Despite more people demanding romantic love as a prerequisite for marriage since the 1960s, marriages have become less satisfying and divorce rates have climbed steadily. Infatuation lasts 12 to 18 months, rarely beyond 2 years. During this period, we idealize our partner, magnifying strengths while overlooking weaknesses others easily notice. This infatuation affects the same brain regions as cocaine addiction. When under its spell, your brain focuses solely on pursuit, leaving no capacity to evaluate compatibility. This neurochemical state makes you defend even troubling behaviors, rendering you incapable of reason. What initially attracts us rarely sustains long-term happiness. Women often gravitate toward dominant men who lack relational skills needed for lifelong companionship. Men tend to focus on physical appearance, the attribute most likely to change over time. Both paths typically lead to disappointment as initial attraction fades. Brain scans reveal dramatic differences between couples together 8 versus 28 months. Those together longer have far more realistic views of their partners. When someone says, "He's not who I thought," they're right. They were relating to an idealized fiction. How foolish to let a temporary neurochemical reaction guide a lifelong decision. Surveys of married women highlight godliness as the primary quality singles should seek, wisdom gained through experience. Rather than pursuing fleeting chemistry that inevitably fades, prioritize qualities that appreciate over time. Godliness, consistent humor, parenting abilities, work ethic, and emotional maturity. Premarital sexual chemistry feels important but doesn't guarantee lasting intimate connection. Relational issues like trust, communication, respect, and shared values impact intimacy far more than physical attraction. Couples building on biblical principles find physical intimacy naturally flows from spiritual and emotional connection. Jesus taught making decisions based on eternal values rather than temporary feelings. This approach fosters long-term affection, a deep bond through friendship and shared purpose that strengthens as initial infatuation fades. This love grows more satisfying through shared experiences, challenges overcome together, and mutual spiritual growth. Successful marriages combine attraction with wisdom, shared values, compatible goals, and mutual respect. Elements less exciting than romance, but far more durable over decades. The popular soulmate concept originates from Plato's myth about Zeus splitting humans in half, not from scripture. This promotes infatuation rather than wise partnership. The biblical perspective is different. Our primary separation is from God through sin, not another person. Marriage, while valuable, remains secondary to our identity as God's children and won't exist in heaven. Scripture emphasizes wisdom in choosing a spouse. Paul states in 1 Corinthians 7:39 that a believer is free to marry anyone she wishes, but he must belong to the Lord, acknowledging our freedom while respecting God's providence. Rather than seeking a soulmate, we should pursue a soulmate, someone who walks alongside us in seeking God's kingdom. Biblical love is built on sacrifice, as Jesus taught. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. This commitment provides a far more stable foundation than Plato's philosophical notions. Many Christians adopt a passive approach to finding a spouse, believing it's spiritual to just wait for God. This mindset would seem foolish in other contexts. Imagine applying it to college applications or career choices. No one suggests waiting at home for a job offer, yet in dating, this passive stance is oddly celebrated as faith. Christians should be intentional about placing themselves where they might meet potential spouses. There's nothing unspiritual about choosing a church or social activities, partly because they offer opportunities to meet eligible partners. Finding a mate requires proactive effort, walking toward the music, rather than waiting in isolation. People who marry well aren't simply lucky, they're intentional. Christians should actively seek godly mates through ministry involvement, small groups, conferences, and service projects, while developing conversation skills, financial stability, and spiritual maturity. While pursuing marriage is good, it shouldn't become an idol that supersedes seeking God's kingdom. The goal is making a rational, biblically informed choice with input from wise counselors. A good relationship isn't something you find, it's something you make. While infatuation and chemistry can be found, a strong marriage is built through verbal sharing, prayer, service, commitment, and understanding. Essential characteristics for making a marriage. Humility means thinking less about yourself, not less of yourself. Like Jesus, humble people come not to be served, but to serve. They live with biblical conviction, rely on the gospel, welcome correction, and serve others. Forgiveness is non-negotiable, since we all stumble in marriage. Those capable of forgiving recognize their own need for grace and have the gospel woven into their being. Healthy conflict resolution is crucial, as disagreements are inevitable. Avoid unhealthy patterns like stonewalling, threats, yelling, or discussing issues with others before addressing them directly. Communication builds intimacy through sharing and listening. Note, expect about 25% less talking after marriage than during dating. Prayer connects your marriage to God, providing hope when discouraged and conviction when blind to your faults. People often change after marriage, especially as children gain independence and pressures mount. Even careful premarital assessment may miss gradual personality shifts or coping mechanisms that deteriorate under stress. Reframing marriage through the lens of mission rather than mere compatibility shifts focus from who we marry to why. This purpose persists regardless of your spouse's choices. A marriage anchored in mission transcends personal happiness without dismissing it. When kingdom purpose takes priority, you can serve God faithfully whether your marriage thrives or struggles. Never marry out of mercy or pity. Proceeding despite serious reservations because I don't want to hurt them or fearing social judgment invites decades of regret. A wise marital choice represents responsible stewardship of your life and calling. The stakes in marriage are monumentally high, too high to compromise from misplaced mercy or social pressure. Choose wisely, prepare thoroughly, and maintain an eternal perspective that sees beyond temporal happiness to lasting kingdom impact.